Good afternoon. My name is Susan Muirhead, and today I'll be reading part one of the News Gazette, dated for this date, Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. Let's begin with today's top stories. The first headline reads, Champaign City Council Duo Nominated for Top Honors. Officials will consider street designations for Rollins-Gay, Nesbitt. This article is written by Rob Lacates and is based out of Champaign. You can reach Rob by email at rlecates@newsgazette.com. On the 24th day of Black History Month, the case will be made for two longtime community difference makers to receive one of the city's highest honors. On the agenda at tonight's Champaign City Council study session, honorary street designations for Benita Rollins Gay, that's B-E-N-I-T-A, Rollins, R-O-L-L-I-N-S-Gay, G-A-Y, and the late Diane Nesbitt, N-E-S-B-I-T-T, who have made significant contributions to the community through social work and community service. One recognition would be for a portion of Walnut Street between Eureka and North Streets to be designated Honorary Benita Rollins Gay Way. The location is adjacent to Rosecrans Behavioral Health, where Rollins Gay served as mobile crisis coordinator for more than 20 years before she retired. Renaming Walnut Street in her honor would send a powerful message about what and who we value, wrote her nominator, Rosecrans Regional Supervisor Ashley Stinson. It would remind, just one moment, it would remind every passerby, students, families, professionals, and visitors alike, that our city honors service, integrity, and those who lift others up. A section of Hickory Street between Vine and North Streets is proposed to be named Honorary Diane Nesbitt Way. That location is in front of American Legion Post 559, where she loved to spend time. Daughter Shalina Thomas wrote in her nomination letter, she loved gathering there with family and friends, building relationships and fostering a sense of belonging among those around her, Thomas added. The Legion served as a place of connection, laughter, and community for Diane, reflecting the values she carried throughout her life. Excuse me. If approved by council members at a later meeting, Rollins Gay and Nesbitt would become the 72nd and 73rd recipients of an honorary street designation since Champaign started the program in 2000. That's the year 2000. Designations last 10 years and are not eligible for renewal except in the cases of city employees who lost their lives in the line of duty. Rollins Gay made her mark on both sides of Wright Street, serving as the Urbana School Board member, as an Urbana School Board member, and volunteering at Champaign's Daily Bread Soup Kitchen in addition to her work at Rosecrans. For more than three decades, she worked as an educator, social worker, and community advocate in Champaign County, training police departments on how to respond to crises, mentoring future leaders, and advocating for mental health resources, always with compassion, dignity, and unwavering commitment, Stinson wrote. Walnut Street runs through the heart of our city, just as Benita's work has run through the heart of our community, she added. Nesbitt served as a social worker for more than 40 years, retiring from the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission in 2019. She died on May 1st, 2025. Nesbitt used photography as a way to strengthen community relationships and document events, sharing photos with those who were not in attendance. A clipping from a 2015 News Gazette story about her, included in her nomination packet, was headlined, "Unofficial Historian of the Black Community." In his nomination letter, son Kevin Nesbitt wrote, "Lady D did not just care for her clients, she cared for her entire community. She always referred to the people she served as clients, never anything less, treating each person with dignity and respect. She was known for her passion, her pride in her work, and her deep sense of responsibility. While she could be a bit fussy when others disagreed with her heart was always in the right place, and her commitment to helping others never wavered." Nesbitt spent ample time at the Legion Post on Hickory Street with family and friends. The location, Thomas wrote, represents the heart of where she built relationships, supported others, and helped foster community, making it a fitting and lasting honor in her name. And there are two photos that accompany this article. One is a photo of Rollins Gay, just photos, portraits, and the other is a photo of Diane Nesbitt. We'll see if these streets are approved for the name change. Next up, a large front and center photograph. Prep basketball, bundling up. There's two African-American men. One is a father in a black hoodie, and the other one has a purple hoodie but has blanket wrapped around him. The caption reads, "Kaesen Burns," that's K-A-E-S-E-N, Burns, 13 at the right, and Ramon Lawson, both of Rantoul, share a blanket Monday night as they cheer on number 6 seed St. Thomas More at the Champaign Schools Gym. The boys' basketball postseason got underway around the state, including locally, with the Sabres winning 79-57 against number 11 seed Argenta Orellana in a boys' Class 1A regional quarterfinal. The heat in the school's gym had stopped working earlier in the day, prompting the majority of fans to keep their coats on, and hence the blankets, and they're indoors. The photo was taken by Robin Scholes, that's R-O-B-I-N, last name Scholes, S-C-H-O-L-Z, for the News Gazette. The next headline reads, "Cunningham Children's Home, Circle Academy to expand to Newtown. Agency buying former Oakwood Junior High site for $25,000. This article is written by Jana Wiersema, who can be reached by email at jwiersema@newsgazette.com. This article is based out of Newtown. A local agency has announced plans to open a third location of its school for students with special needs. Cunningham Children's Home is in the process of acquiring the former Oakwood Junior High School, located at the corner of East 2150, 2150 North Road and North 900 East Road in Newtown, and plans to convert the site into a third location for Circle Academy. The program also has campuses in Urbana and Rossville. According to Oakwood Schools Superintendent Andy Jordan, the agency's bid was $25,000, and the school board has approved the sale. He estimated that the deal will close within the next 2 weeks. Cunningham Children's Home President and CEO Marlon Livingston estimated that the new town location of Circle Academy will open sometime during the 2026 to 2027 school year. I think fall of 2026 is really ambitious, he said. Spring 27 is probably more realistic. Livingston noted that the organization holds its buildings to a high standard, particularly when it comes to fire code. and the former junior high will need to be retrofitted to make the grade. The lead time on certain materials could be lengthy, he said, and Cunningham Children's Home also will have to hire new staff and go through various regulatory processes with the state. Circle Academy serves children who live at home and face behavioral and emotional challenges that make success in public schools difficult, agency officials said. We're a private, alternative, therapeutic day school, which basically means we service public school students from surrounding districts, both in Champaign and Vermilion County, said Circle Academy Director of Education, Mark McCusker. He added that all students have individualized education plans, or IEPs, with a variety of different diagnoses. According to Cunningham Children's Home, these can include emotional disabilities, specific learning disabilities, intellectual disabilities, other health impairments, autism, traumatic brain injuries, or developmental delays. The agency's goal is to work with students and their families with the aim that children will be able to return to their home schools quickly. The new site will eventually expand Circle Academy's capacity from 120 to 170 students, agency officials said. However, the plan is to grow enrollment gradually as the new campus is developed. Livingston estimated that the new town site will likely open with just a couple of classrooms and about 15 to 20 students. Agency officials said that in addition to allowing Circle Academy to serve more students in East Central Illinois, the new location will give the academy greater flexibility to adapt to changing referral patterns, staffing needs, and community demand. When asked how this expansion came about, Livingston said that Cunningham Children's Home had been considering adding a new campus for a few years and became interested in the former Oakwood Junior High site after hearing that a previous deal on the property had fallen through. We had had pretty strong referrals for our services at both the Rossville campus and at the Urbana campus, he said. We had inquired and looked at some options in Danville, but none of those seemed to kind of fit in terms of timing and use and things like that. This seemed like everything kind of aligned. The former junior high was built in 1956 and decommissioned a little over 4 years ago. That's 1956. Jordan said it has a little over 28,000 square feet. It's been costing the district a little bit of money to maintain and upkeep, but we've used it for practice facilities, he said. The previous would-be buyer planned to use the property for some kind of residential purpose, but he did not have the money at the time of closing, Jordan said. As a result, school officials went back to the drawing board and sought the community's input on the site. They really wanted us to either demolish it or see it used as a school because it was built as a school, Jordan said. So we took the community feedback and we ran with it. The school district then sought bids from buyers who would use the site as a school and also looked into how much demolition would cost. The demolition bids came back at about $500,000 for the work, which would have included asbestos removal, Jordan said. He feels good about how things have turned out and noted that there is a growing need for the kind of service Circle Academy provides. They're going to be able to run it as a school, have special education students in there. And that's kind of what the community wants, Jordan said. And then also they're going to have more employees that are at the school, so the businesses of Oakwood are going to benefit. There's going to be more jobs in our community, so it's a real win-win for the school district. And there's one photo that accompanies this article. It's an exterior photo of the old kind of beige school building on a sunny day. Cunningham Children's Home hopes to reopen the former Oakwood Junior High School in Newtown as a Circle Academy location sometime in the 2026-27 school year, noting that it will take some time to retrofit the property, which was built in 1956, to meet its safety standards. That's in Oakwood Schools. That's an Oakwood Schools photo, and that's around the area. Next up, episode 28, As Heard On, airing from 4 to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday on WDWS 1400 a.m. and streaming online at newsgazette.com. Here are some highlights. Before immigrating to the U.S. from Honduras at age 28, the next superintendent of Champaign Schools worked as an associate minister, welder, carpenter, cement mason, engineer, electrician, and teacher. When you live in a third world country, you have to know almost everything to survive, Giovanni Ponce said on Monday's edition of News Gazette Radio. That's spelled Giovanni, G-E-O-V-A-N-N-Y, Ponce, P-O-N-C-E. And he said on Monday's edition of News Gazette Radio, something that was very dear to me was when I was working with the church and supporting other families and helping them to find a way in life. The other part I really enjoyed was selling secondhand clothes in the central market in Tegucigalpa, where I learned a lot about how to deal with people, making sure that I persuaded my customers to buy clothes. That's when I learned a lot of things that I use now. He doesn't start officially until July 1st, but Ponce was in town for a long weekend to meet community members and check out houses. Champaign is considerably smaller than his two prior U.S. stops, Houston and Fairfax County, Virginia, but he says it already feels like home. Downsizing in district wasn't a consideration in Ponce's decision to leave his three-year job as a chief of Fairfax County Schools. What was? A chance to provide the kind of opportunity for students here that a favorite fourth-grade teacher did for him. She transformed my life in the way that I saw education, he said. That's why I'm here now and trying to make sure that every single child finds someone like her that can transform their life. Next story tidbit, should Josh Whitman ever act on one of the hot topics in town pre-pandemic? Adding hockey to the menu of varsity sports, the Illini won't have any problem finding players. There was a statistic a few years ago that the state of Illinois produces the fourth most Division I hockey players, said John, J-O-H-N, Opilka, O-P-I-L-K-A, the 23-year-old head coach of the club team on campus. There's nowhere in state for them to go. They go to Notre Dame or Wisconsin or Michigan, some of the bordering states that have big hockey programs. There's a lot of really great talent in Illinois. Next tidbit. Opilka watched Sunday morning's Olympic gold medal with family in St. Louis. Others tuned in from a favorite sports bar on West Springfield Avenue. We threw out some biscuits and gravy, something we normally don't do, and it went over great, Pia's co-owner, Eric Meyer, said. Next thing you know, we had 30 or 40 people in there at 7 a.m., waiting for us to open the doors. We had a great time, a lot of USA chants, and tons of hockey jerseys. See for yourself video of the Pia's crowd going wild after Team USA's thrilling win is on the News Gazette's Facebook page. And the last kind of notable news. And the award for the best sports flick of all time goes to Hoosiers, said proud Kokomo, Indiana native and Illini women's basketball star turned radio analyst, Kendall Bostic. That's Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L, last name Bostic, B-O-S-T-I-C. I personally have to say it's number one just because I'm from Indiana. I've seen it twice. It's such a feel-good movie. A solid basketball movie. The 1986 gem starred Gene Hackman, and it will air on the big screen at the Virginia Theater at 2 p.m. Saturday, part of the News Gazette film series. And all of these tidbits have been provided by Jeff D'Alessio. Next up, top of the morning, something to get you going today, courtesy of Vice President Jim Rosso. For the fourth time in the award's 20-year history, the Champaign Park District has been honored for its proper display of the American flag, working with the Operations and Planning Department, Max Buckingham. Maintains Old Glory at Hayes, H-A-Y-S, Recreation Center on West Church Street, as well as the other flags on Park District properties. With several veterans on staff, the Park District appreciates Champaign American Legion Post 24's recognition over the years. Post 24 generously provided two plaques so we can place one at Hayes and one at our operations and planning facility, said Sarah Sanquist, executive director of the Park District. Previous Post 24 awards, flags at the district's athletic fields from July 2011, Martens Center, M-A-R-T-E-N-S Center, from December 2022, and Zand Park, that's Z-A-H-N-D Park, from July of 2023. We are proud to be displaying the American flags at our park facilities, Director of Operations Brett Johnson, B-R-E-T Johnson, said, "It's the right thing to do." Have a flag display to nominate? Reach out to Post 24's Chuck Zielinski at 217-356-5114. That's 217-356-5114. Or email al24champagne@gmail.com. March's winner will be announced during Ann Roten's, A-N-N, last name Roten, R-H-O-T-O-N's, Standard Time program on WDWS 1400 AM. Also 93.9 FM, tune in at 7:15 a.m. Sunday. And there's a photo of a woman and two men standing in front of a flag indoors. Caption reads from left, Brett Johnson, Max Buckingham, and Sarah Sanquist of the Champaign Park District. That photo is provided. Sarah is holding a plaque that commemorates their win of the month. Next up, history, area history. In 1926, We the Indian was the topic of a speech at the University of Illinois Auditorium during the annual convention of the Isaac Walton League. That's I-S-A-A-K Walton, W-A-L-T-O-N League, an environmental group founded in Chicago in 1922. Speaking before a packed house, Chief Buffalo Child Long Dance described his tribe's first encounter with a white man only 47 years earlier, when the chief of his tribe approached the stranger and sniffed him. The foreign odor was that of cattle, and it nauseated the chief. In 1976, a $35,000 information center at the north entrance to Urbana is expected to be completed this fall under plans by the Urbana City Council and the Champaign County Development Council. To be located at the corner of Cunningham and Perkins Roads, the center will include maps of the city and listings of city services, including schools, hospitals, and recreational facilities. In 2011, a majority of the Democratic members of the Indiana House of Representatives have temporarily moved to an Urbana hotel in an effort to prevent votes on bills they consider to be bad for teachers, workers, and families. Democrats want Republicans to drop efforts to push a voucher bill that would direct taxpayer money to private schools and a so-called right-to-work bill that prohibits union membership from being a condition of employment. In international history, today's highlight, on February 24th, 1868, the U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Andrew Johnson by a vote of 126-47 following his attempted dismissal of Secretary of War Edwin M. Stanton. Johnson was later acquitted by the Senate by a single vote. Next up, let's look at our weather forecast for the next few days. Today, still a little cold, 43 degrees, mostly cloudy and breezy. South winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Cold and windy today. Tomorrow, slightly warmer and sunnier. The high tomorrow, Wednesday, will be 44 degrees, the low is 27. Sunny, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday, about the same, but cloudy again. The high will be 41, the low is 28. Mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and snow in the morning. Then mostly sunny in the afternoon. That's Thursday, so slight chance of snow Thursday. Friday, warmer. The high will be 56, the low is 26. It will be mostly sunny. And by Saturday, the same. Sunny, mostly sunny. The high will be 56, the low is 34. And today, from the articles that I've read, the stories contain original reporting by News Gazette staff. If you are not a subscriber, please consider becoming one, because local journalism is only possible with your support. A subscription to the News Gazette plays a vital role in making this reporting possible. Thank you for your support and helping us continue to connect our community. Next up, Yellow and Company. Pop star adds second show in Mahomet. This article is written by Jana Wiersema and is based out of Mahomet. You can reach Jana by email at jwiersema@newsgazette.com. Pop star Tiffany, that's T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, is adding a second show in Mahomet after tickets for her first performance sold out in roughly the time it would take to listen to her cover of I Think We're Alone Now. Yellow & Co. announced Monday morning that the singer is adding a second show at 7 p.m. on April 20th. Tickets for the April 19th show went on sale Thursday night and sold out in less than 5 minutes, the business said in a Facebook post. The venue has yet to announce when tickets will go on sale for the second show. This particular performance is intentionally designed to be small, intimate, and truly special, Yellow & Co. said in response to a Facebook comment about their facility size compared to other local venues that could have been booked. Her team personally reached out to us, which makes us incredibly proud. We create an environment where artists can genuinely connect with the audience, where the experience feels personal, memorable, and up close. That's exactly what this night will be, and we're honored to host it. There's a photograph of Tiffany. Looks like an album cover. It says Tiffany all this time. Pop star Tiffany, known for her cover of I Think We're Alone Now, will perform at Mahomet's Yellow & Co. on April 19th and 20th. And that photo, that album cover, is provided. As a quick reminder, the News Gazette is a daily newspaper operated by Central Illinois Multimedia Group, CIMG. Post Office Box 677, Champaign, Illinois, 61824-0677. Jim Rosso is the Vice President of News. Mark Lucas is the Vice President of Advertising. Jeff D'Alessio is the Editor. Nico Dugan is the Managing Editor. And you can reach the News Gazette offices for delivery, classifieds, and subscriptions by calling 217-351-5252. That's 217-351-5252. The News Gazette offices are located at 2101 Fox Drive, Champaign, Illinois. I'm Susan Muirhead, and this has been part one of the News Gazette, dated for this date, Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. I'll be back to read part two of News Gazette with you shortly. It's always a pleasure to read with you. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day.